So first of all, let me share, have each of you just chime in a little bit and share with us, if you still have kids at home, because I know Jim and I, our kids are now graduated and older. So Shayna and Monique, tell the rest of us how old your kids are and what grade they're in.
Okay. This is Shayna from North Carolina. My kids are, Casey just turned 12 yesterday, and she's starting sixth grade middle school. And I have Tyler, who's 8, and he goes to year-round school, so he's already in school and has been for a few weeks. And I have Brady, who's 4, who's starting preschool this year.
Okay. And Tyler, your 8-year-old, what grade is he in?
He's in third grade.
Third. Okay. Okay, and your 4-year-old's in preschool. Okay, very good. And Monique?
I have just one child, a boy. He's 11 and a half, and he's homeschooled. And fifth grade, he'll be going into sixth grade in the fall.
Okay, great. Okay, good. I like the variety that we have, not only in ages, but we also have homeschooling and year-round schooling. And both of those are different than the typical 9-month back to school in the fall, leaving, you know, not being homeschooled, going back to a school or going to a new school. So I like the fact we got some different dynamics here that we'll be able to talk maybe about pros and cons, as well as just a variety of different kinds of ideas. So, how about, now let me ask Shayna, with the year-round school, how long of a break, that now, is your oldest in a year-round school?
No, she's on a traditional schedule, so they're both on different
schedules. Really interesting. So how does your son feel about going to school during the summer when his sister isn't?
He doesn't like it because both his siblings are off of school still, but he also knows that he's going to get a break as soon as they go back to school. Then he'll be off within the next 2 weeks, and he'll be home alone by himself. So he's looking forward to that.
Okay, and that's something he looks forward to.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So he does get breaks. Just he doesn't get that big long 3-month break. He just gets more smaller breaks through the year.
He goes 9 weeks on and 3 weeks off. 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off.
Okay, and then Monique, with homeschooling, do you do things over the summer? Are you essentially schooling all year round?
It's funny you would ask that, Jody, because we did not complete our fifth grade standards because we are tracked by the California standards of school. Oh, my brain's not working very well eloquently this morning. So we have a homeschool advisor who's a credentialed teacher, and she assesses all the work that we turn in, our samples. And there were a few items we did not complete according to the California standards, and I want to make sure he's at that level. So we are homeschooling, and as we speak, right now, he's doing some assignments with writing. So we're right now doing a year-round, but generally we do just during the school year.
Okay. All right, so you can kind of talk to both because you've done both, so you can kind of relate to both schedules. Okay.
We also homeschooled for 4 years.
Okay. So you've been doing it for a while.
Yes, so we have the experience of homeschooling also.
Oh,
cool.
Okay. Good. Well, my first question is, one of the issues about the whole back to school is when kids have been off for the summer. What are some things for those kids that aren't in year-round school? What are some things that parents can do? And we're just going to brainstorm, and Jim, you dive in too. Just brainstorm ideas. What are some things that parents can do over the summer that keep children's knowledge fresh, their school skills fresh, so that they don't kind of relapse and fall behind, that they can more easily pick up in the fall when they get back into classes? What are some things parents can do?
Have them keep reading is one of the things that we do. They join the summer reading program, and they read every day.
Okay. Reading programs, and usually local libraries usually have some good reading programs going on that are creative and have some sometimes even interesting incentives and contests and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else?